The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcasting Network. Geeky programming for all the nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcast community forums and learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
The 14th episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast, where we talk about anime and stuff. I am Roger Smith, and with me is the Uncommon Rider, Sean.
How's it going, folks?
The hard man with harder opinions, Andrew.
Hello.
The stupid awesome analyst, John.
What's up?
And I forgot Victoria's nickname.
The Lovebird.
Lovebird, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hi, guys.
Chirp, chirp.
Just because I'm a fangirl.
Yeah.
Just because you're a fangirl.
Yeah. And this episode, we're talking about character crushes and waifus and all that lovey-dovey stuff.
Yay!
So she's here to join us.
We also have some little fun scientific facts behind it as to why it's not weird and why every nerd has a character crush and probably multiple character crushes.
So look forward to that.
Go ahead. I am looking forward to that.
I can feel better about my life after that.
I don't think that was directed towards you, Dylan. It was supposed to be, like, for the listener to be, like, sitting there like, yeah, yeah, I'm excited, let's do it!
You mean people listen to these?
I know.
That's like four or five. Way off.
Yeah.
I actually listened to us last week at work.
Oh, there, that's a first.
So knock that down to three or four.
Yeah. I was just curious as to how the episode before last came out. It was fun.
Which one was it?
Episode 12.
Who cares?
Yep. Ring the news bell.
I don't remember what we talked about. It was like a month ago.
Hey. Andrew, ring the news bell. It's time for news.
Oh, sorry.
So let's start off with probably one of a more serious topic that we've been...
Yeah, start off serious. Let's do it.
Yeah.
We're
going to quickly devolve into not serious.
Probably. In recent news, there's been some developments on the North Korea and South Korea side of the world. North Korea has lifted its ceasefire with South Korea.
Did it actually... They were threatening to lift it.
No,
have they actually lifted
it
now?
It's been lifted. And North Korea is threatening to go to war with South Korea and also threatening that they have missiles aimed at us.
Yeah, at the U.S.
And everything like that. Of course, the U.N., they're all kind of like, no, it's not going to happen. We'll turn you into a parking lot.
I was going to say, why have we not turned North Korea into a lake yet?
Because China is allied with them, and that would start a third world war.
Oh.
Can we not get China mad at us?
Yeah, but
can't we just be like, China, seriously, you see them?
I know.
They're like crazy as fuck.
Yeah.
But the
send your toxic cloud over to them.
That complaint.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Coughing.
But it's kind of funny because it's saying, like, I read an article on Kotaku saying that experts are saying that what North Korea says that they have aimed at us, like, they don't think they're developed enough to actually
know
that stuff. It's just all empty threats.
No,
well, they're talking smack.
No, as of right now, there's no way that North Korea has enough fuel and technology to launch a missile halfway across the world to even hit California. It probably wouldn't make it. They'd probably have to hit somewhere closer.
Like Hawaii? Yeah.
Or, no, like, like Japan or
that's
South
too small
Korea.
Target,
no, or South
Sean.
Korea. South...
I was splitting the difference. Yeah, but missiles are one of those things that you can't not take seriously, you know?
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Well, it's true, but it kind of seems like that everybody's going, okay, North Korea, see what happens. You know, do it.
Well, I
see
mean, even if they do something, we're still going to turn them into a parking lot. I mean,
yeah. Well, that's, and actually, that
that's what China said too, right? Like, even though China's allied with them, we actually got them to be like, no, North Korea, yeah. You probably shouldn't do this.
Yeah, at the UN meeting, the North Korean representative said, we're threatening you guys, and both China and the U.S. were like, no, you're not. Sit back down.
I love it when China takes our side, because that's just terrifying. So when China goes, you're the dumb guy in the room, you should pay attention.
So, based off of last week's discussion, there have been some results from surveys and everything of what Japan thinks of the PS4. And they're all generally extremely excited for it.
Of course they are. They're Japanese.
Yeah, well,
there's like, you can count on one hand how many of them have an Xbox.
Right.
Well, not only that, but, like, I feel like their response to everything is just retarded excitement.
How excited were they with the Wii U?
I don't think anybody was. But that wasn't their fault.
That excited.
But they're one of the countries who was excited. They're like, oh, look at the graphics and look at the graphics and just all around positive about what they're going to bring from it. The games, there was a survey that said that the most anticipated game they're looking forward to is the next Final Fantasy game, which...
Well, they just need to wait till E3 then.
Yeah, I know. So it's going to be a little while.
Or the Tokyo Game Show, whichever comes first.
And then the next thing that they're speculating is the price, which I think in Japan they're expecting it to be somewhere around $650.
Okay, well, that's at least better than $800 like it was here.
Yeah, and in Japan, those types of things are generally more expensive.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, games in Japan, just regular games, cost $85.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, so if they say it's going to be like $600 or $500, it'll probably be like $100 cheaper in the States, I think.
And with that... have you guys heard the news? Just a little additive. The Steam Box, like the Steam's new system, they're speculating $1,000 system.
What?
Yeah. You guys know about the Steam Box, right?
Yeah, I'm aware of it. I just think that these game companies are out of their flipping minds.
Yeah, no
probably.
Kidding.
People are still going to buy them anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
No matter the price.
Especially PC gamers. PC gamers are going
to... They're going to buy the heck out of a Steam Box. Yeah.
I'm a PC gamer, and I'm not.
Well, I'm a PC gamer, too, but I'm not, like, an Alienware PC gamer.
Yeah, you play PC games, but, like, you still took time to get a 360 because you want to play Ni No Kuni, right?
But no, I got a PS3.
That whole sentence was just wrong, John.
No, I didn't get the PS3 for Ni No Kuni. I got the PS3 because I wanted a Blu-ray player.
Dude, Sean, you should buy White Knight Chronicles, and we can adventure online.
There are much cheaper alternatives for Blu-ray players. I don't know if you knew that.
I did, but I also wanted to play games on it.
Yeah, this one plays video games.
Actually, of all the games that I wanted to get on it, Dust514 was why I got it.
But that's off topic.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to come back to that some other time.
Yeah, we need to talk about that later.
The newest game system I own is my old Game Boy Advance. My brother has an Xbox. He's got, like, every new Xbox. He has a 55-inch flat screen in his room. I have a GameCube. That's about what I have.
Oh, my God. I would kill to have a GameCube again.
Oh, I want to play Sonic Riders so bad.
Well, of course, my brother...
Also, those
are
very Kratos
was amazing. Anyway.
I actually really liked 13. I think 13 was the only game I enjoyed on the...
Nobody cares.
I know. Nobody does care about 13.
I know, and 13 could be, like, way better on the other systems. GameCube had just the worst controller, so...
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to vehemently disagree with you.
Okay, what's the worst
controller?
Are we
going to talk about this now?
No. Okay.
Sorry, I threw out the topic of GameCube.
Next up in news, this is just a piece that I was excited about. The Desert Punk manga is coming back after a 3-year hiatus.
I actually just finished up Desert Punk.
It was good, right?
It was alright.
The Desert Punk manga has done a lot of really strange things. Like, there was a time where it took in 2001, it took a 2-year hiatus, and then it kept on going for a while, focused on another character, and then it stopped again, and then, like, in 2009, it picked up, and then it stopped again, and now it's picking up after 3 years. So it's been a while for that manga, but it's still chugging along. It's trying its hardest.
All right. Just wish they would continue the anime.
Yeah. Final piece of media news for tonight. This actually is aimed towards Victoria.
Ooh.
Are you caught up on Fairy Tale?
Yes.
Well, the last episode is coming out March
30th. No, I know! I read that, like, died inside.
Yeah.
No, he said it's not forever ending, or it's like he's like,
well,
I don't know, he's trying to give us hope and not want to kill ourselves.
Well, the major thing behind it, behind the story, is that it's not only ending the series, but it's also ending the career for the seiyuu or voice actor of Lucy. She was on a contract while she was working, and her contract ran out, I think somewhere around the time of like a year ago.
Oh.
And she was only allowed to finish her spots where she was a reoccurring character and really long series. And so because Fairy Tail was so long, she got to keep her job up until it finished. And
I'm not fully caught up, but I know it was ending. I'm on one, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll bring that up later.
I heard a one in there, so it's going to probably be a three-digit number. But that's the news for that one, and I guess a lot of people are really upset because it's a really good anime.
I read that and I was devastated. Oh, I have to start reading the manga, but...
I guess I should start watching Fairy Tale.
Yeah,
I know. You should!
Yeah, we've been told.
I'm already committed to Ranma, though, so that... I mean, that's my 100-plus episode commitment at the moment.
I'll pass.
I realize I have an addiction to the really long animes.
Yeah.
Because my Inuyasha was my first one. Yeah. They just
Victoria, you have a problem. We need to talk.
No!
This is your intervention.
I'm leaving.
All right. So, seeing that we had our extensive video game topic last week, we don't have any gaming news. We're going to take a break from that this week, which means it's time for some strange news. And
strange.
Yeah. Strange noise. Okay. First, we actually already mentioned this earlier by accident, but first up in strange news, have you guys heard of the Chinese smog cloud that is traveling into West Japan?
COVID!
There's a giant smog cloud so large and so poisonous hitting Western Japan that it's... that the city of...
That it's super effective.
The city that it's hitting... Fukuyuku, I think the city was called. It has health issue warnings where children cannot go outside and adults cannot do outdoor strenuous activity until the fog is gone. And I've seen pictures of what it looks like there in Japan, and it's like The Mist. If anybody's seen the movie The Mist, that's what it looks like in the city right now. It's China's fault. Yeah. So that's pretty bad.
What is China's fault?
I know they didn't like each other that much before, but now they're really probably not going to like each other. But apparently this isn't the first time it's happened. It's happened in somewhere in the late 60s, early 70s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Next up in strange news. This is an awesome story. The bar in Tokyo. There's a new bar in Tokyo called Androidal, which is a mix of Android and Idol. All the maids in the bar... are androids. They're playing androids, but the theme of the bar is that when you go in there, your server is not programmed, quote unquote, to have emotions or feelings, and the patrons are supposed to teach them emotion and feelings while they're there at the bar.
I'm gonna be honest, drinking,
whatever happened to just getting
and
drunk?
That just seems like a terrible plan.
Well, here's the thing that really caught me off guard. I don't know how bars work in Japan, but it's $10.70 US, or like 1,000 yen, for 30 minutes. And, bars here in America don't work that way. You just go in and pay for your drinks.
There may be a cover charge, but that sounds terrible.
Some bars have, like, cover fees.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you do the cover fee, and then
that,
you go in.
That sounds more like one of their, like, crazy cafes that just happens to serve alcohol.
It does.
I'm with Dylan on that.
But they're calling this a bar.
Well, they may not serve food. Then
that's yeah, they have a wide establishment of alcoholic drinks, and that's about it. So I mean, like, you're probably right. This is probably just one of their cafe themes, but I thought that was hilarious.
It seems like there's a new one of these every other week.
Well, I think it's funny. Well, the first thing that I thought of was that the patrons, like, while they're teaching the maid's emotion and feelings, they're already probably dead inside, so they probably are retraining them in some way. Okay, I killed that.
Yeah.
Nailed I wonder it. What the requirements are for that job.
I have, like, oh, geez.
You have to hate your life.
Too much emotion.
Wanted.
Yeah, too much emotion.
Okay. You have to have a degree in humanities. That's how you do that.
Last sip in strange news. Japanese Burger Kings.
Okay, so this is the story that came from Gerardo, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. This actually came from a fan.
Yeah, one of our fans sent us this strange news story. Thank you very much, Gerardo. And on top of that, as a prime example, if you guys find news stories that you want us to talk about, be it strange or whatever, please send us, because we will talk about it. He did send us a couple other stories, but this is the one that we thought was pretty good for strange news.
This is the best one.
This is the least depressing one. He sent us some pretty weird ones.
Yeah, he sent us some awesome ones that involved trafficking on Facebook, and then there was also one about taxing beautiful people, which sounded fake, so I didn't want to read it just in case. It is strange, but it sounded fake. Not that we're saying that you sent us a fake story, Gerardo. Yeah.
That's what they're saying, Gerardo.
They just want to do some fact-checking first, that's all.
Yeah, that's all.
We're a very, very established podcast. We got to keep our credibility.
That's right.
We're a reputable news source.
Yep. So the news piece that I did take from his is that Japanese Burger Kings now offer an all-you-can-eat service.
What?
Yes.
Heaven. That's probably awesome, though, because, like, fast food joints in Japan, I think, are way better than they are in America.
They have real food. However, it only lasts 30 minutes after you buy your first meal. Mm-hmm. So you purchase your meal, and 30 minutes from that purchase, you can do all you can eat.
I would walk in there and destroy that place.
Yeah. Well, that's funny you say that, because I'm quoting Gerardo from the email. He said, "I love this idea, although if they did it here in the U.S., all fast food joints would go bankrupt."
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and I'm not even like that. I mean, I'd be like Godzilla up in that business.
You could climb it over the counter. Everything.
If they did that in the States, everyone would be dead. I think that's why.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, like, I seldom go to Burger King, but when I do, it takes me about 30 minutes just to eat my food there, just because I want to pace myself and not make myself sick.
Are you kidding?
That's where James
I can have
goes every
a Whopper
single day,
and
much.
Fries down in like 30 seconds.
I couldn't do
America.
It.
America.
Yeah. Good job, Burger. And that's as strange as it gets.
Yeah, yep. You remembered it.
Yes, I did. All right, so now that the news is over, I guess we're going to talk about what we're watching. How about this week, we'll talk about what we're watching, and seeing that we're doing the Character Crush episode, let's do if you have a character crush in this series.
Yes.
Cool. Who wants to start? Victoria's got this grin on her face that I just feel like calling her out.
Thanks.
We'll do her last again.
Yes.
Dylan, you start.
Watched some episodes of Naruto that I missed. That's it. Shippuden.
Character crush?
No.
No?
No.
There's some pretty cool girls in that show. I like a lot of Naruto girls.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really like anyone on that show a whole lot at this point. I've just seen way too much of certain characters, and I'm like, okay, we get it. I don't know. I tried thinking about one when you guys brought it up, but I couldn't think of one.
Well, I have a similar answer for mine. So, yeah. Sean?
I've been still going through Soul Eater, and I have a little bit of a character crush on Tsubaki in that show.
Oh, me too. Yeah. I will agree with that.
Tsubaki's adorable, and I want one.
Yes. I like Maka.
Maka's annoying. I would hit her in the face. Watched that, and I'm catching back up on Wizard, Kamen Rider Wizard, and there's no girls in that show. Well, there's one, but she doesn't count.
Well then.
It's not anything. Apparently I'm getting drafted into watching Orin Host Club here soon.
No, you drafted yourself. You were like,
oh, I was joking.
But I love that idea. That like
me too seriously. It's Netflix, not just you though. Pressure. It's the girlfriend wants me to watch it.
Oh. Well, because we're lacking reviews right now online of like this anime fails. I mean, even though I wouldn't fail Auron, I know you would, so it'd be hilarious.
I would fail it, crush it.
All right.
So it'll be funny. I know it will be funny if you do something like that.
All right, I'll go next. Seeing that we already delved into it a little bit, I've been watching Dead Man Wonderland. I still haven't finished it because I'm kind of pushing through it.
Yeah.
Dead Man Wonderland, it had so much hype behind it. And I actually, I've started reading the manga too, side by side, so that I get the idea of where the manga is different from the anime. I like Shiro. Shiro's kind of cute. But
Shiro's cute.
The show itself is, well, for one thing, the voice acting falls kind of flat in it. I'm watching it in
the English.
English.
Yeah, the Funimation.
The English voice acting in it falls kind of flat.
Isn't
which,
that how it always works?
Not really. I've seen some.
Well, Funimation
always complains about the English dubbing.
Well, now with Funimation. Funimation like was really good, and then they're like now they're pumping out all the crap animes that come out of Japan instead of the good ones.
Yeah.
And it was funny too because Leia Clark is one of the characters. I'm not going to say who because it's kind of a spoiler for anybody who hasn't seen the series. But her character has an extremely filthy mouth and. the only thing that I could think of was, oh, she used to play Saki from Eden of the East.
Yeah.
And,
aww.
Yeah. Well, and see, the thing is, one of my main problems with Dead Man Wonderland, and I believe Jonathan and I are going to do a review on this after we're done watching it, because we have a lot of gripes about it, but one of the biggest problems that I see with Funimation nowadays is instead of taking a tense situation and writing it as a tense situation, what they do instead is like, we're just going to make them say all the curse words and then it will be tense. Like, they don't understand that tension does not come with, like, dialogue. They have to, like, they have to actually make something tense in order for it to be tense.
Yeah. Because, well, like I said, I'm reading the manga too, and it has curse words in it, but definitely not as much as the English dub. I haven't watched it in Japanese yet, so we'll see if the script is any different.
Yeah, it just makes the characters sound so stupid.
Yeah,
like
I'm not a fan of cursing, and like cursing has its place. I don't care. Like people say curse words, this is no big deal. But like excessive cursing to make to substitute for a good script, no.
Yeah, no, that doesn't fly.
It only really works for Tarantino.
Right.
So I haven't started watching it yet, but I know what that's going to be about. I picked up the X-Men anime from Madhouse Studios, and I'm probably going to do a review on it
for $10.
Yeah, for $10, it was awesome. So
I wanted to watch that.
That was an impulse buy. So would I have any character crushes from X-Men anime?
Wolverine.
No, I don't like X-Men. I bought it strictly for the humor of me buying something that was Marvel, and doing a review on something like that.
Go easy.
Apologies to Eric from the Flame On podcast.
Yep,
aka Jean Grey.
I haven't started watching the anime yet, but I'm pretty sure it goes something like this: Wolverine tears someone apart, going Jean, and then Scott or Cyclops shoots somebody with lasers, and he's like, oh, I want Jean, and then everybody else just does mutiny things for the rest of the time.
And then it's just a Levi's commercial.
That pretty much stole one of our jokes. Like regular X-Men.
Yeah, yeah, you
I
did.
I like X-Men.
I don't. I've never
Thank you,
liked
Victoria.
X-Men. Yeah, no, I've never been a fan of X-Men.
Yeah,
I don't,
you're
I
weird
don't.
DC boys.
I'm a Marvel person.
And what else? I've been watching more Joshiroku, which you know is podcast the anime, which I think is pretty awesome. It's all the characters are female, and oddly enough, no character crushes on them either. Like, it's because it's all about their personalities, and every single one of their personalities does not, like, trip anything for me. So, like, I'm just like, whatever. It actually has a line in the anime of, we've taken the attention away from this so you can pay attention to how cute the girls are. Like, that's a literal line that they put in front of every single episode of Joshiroku. And it's funny because, yes, the girls are cute, but not, like, character crushable, for me at least.
For
character
some.
Crushables.
Yep, character crushable.
New cereal.
Oh, and then the new and then we watched the new episode of JoJo last night, and JoJo is just so freaking awesome. I love JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. All right,
my turn.
Your turn, Victoria. All
right. Well, I've been finished like trying to catch up on Fairy Tale, and I think last time I was here for Valentine's Day, I was on like episode 75. I'm on like 152. I had a lot of schoolwork in between.
Her job is being a.
I sit at a desk and we can watch Netflix. And we just watch people walk by and we have to check their cards. That's all I do. I got to 75 in about 5 days.
See, that sounds
human, and you need help.
I hit pause and do things, you know. It's easy to do. But a character crush. I guess my character crush in there, because I have a lot of them, probably be one of the characters, Loki.
From that series? Yeah.
You don't want to go into my list right now.
Because we've already explained plenty of times that character crushing is very much a per series thing.
No, I know.
But Fairy Tale is just like...
They have a lot of characters in that series. Like, lots of people. I think my main one, though, is Loki. Yeah, he's one of the... he's the lion of the celestial spirits, Lucy's spirit. And he's very, very protective and really cool and kind of hot. So, yeah. I'll be honest.
Is he anything like James?
No.
Oh,
I have
so
a joke
sadly.
To tell you guys when we get into, like, the full character crush stuff. Yeah.
So that's it. All right, guys. It is time for the Tapagotchi.
Yay!
And we have, like, a full half hour to talk about it.
Yeah.
We'll start talking then.
That's all it is. It's going to be, like, dead air of, I don't want to talk about this.
I don't know.
I feel weird.
I will go straight into character crushes.
All right. We're talking about character crushes this episode, as you know. So let's start out with the easiest question. Who is your ultimate character crush? That actually brings up a good point. We probably should mention that character crushing is not the same thing as marrying a love plus hug pillow.
Yeah. Oh, man. I totally just watched that episode of 30 Rock last night, too.
Yeah. That's something complete. Like, character crush means you understand that this character is fake. Like, you do not actually, like... Like, I mean, if they were real, that would be cool, but they're not, so this is okay, kind of a thing.
I have one. Does anybody else want to start? Because I'll start.
I don't want to start.
I got one.
I'll go.
All right. Victoria said she'll start.
Edward Elric is my obsession.
Oh, my God.
Well, you guys know me. Yeah. Of course, you haven't been to my room lately, so you don't know me that well anymore. I am obsessed with Edward Elric from Full Metal. I like Brotherhood and the original one, either one, but he's literally, like, my obsession. I have way too much stuff.
He's such a runt.
But he's awesome. We had this joke going on. I don't know if you two have heard it. You might have. I have a boyfriend. He was on the Valentine's Day one with me. And we've joked around because we've been together for 5 years. And I've told my friends I'm going to shove him down the stairs with a chainsaw so he has auto mail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not really going to do it, I don't think.
That's not how that would work.
Now I'm nervous for James. Well, he's already got that spine injury right now, so there's not really much he can do about it.
Yep.
If they have to put metal plates into his spine, are you going to fangirl?
That's a lie. Yeah.
Yes, everybody. James from the Valentine's Day episode, he slipped a disc, so he's out of commission for about 6 weeks.
Yep.
That sounds like a DJ term.
He has slept for 4 days straight because of the happy pills they gave him.
But if you're going to crush on anybody from that show, you're not crushing on, like, Roy Mustang? That guy was such a badass.
Okay, he's... Like, Roy is definitely cool, and he has, like, his miniskirt army, and that's actually a thing. They have panels in Boston all the time. I haven't gone yet, though. But, you know, like, yeah, Roy is awesome, but, like, without Risa, he would not be nearly as cool. That's my opinion.
There's that dead air.
Yeah. I was just trying to think of a snappy comeback, but you guys know, man, that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, take the snappy out of it.
I guess I'll go. I don't care. Cammy White from Street Fighter.
Yeah.
All-time favorite. Like, no question. I don't know why either. But I think we're going to get into this later.
Leotard?
No. That's the thing. That's
it would,
like,
totally help that situation. Yeah.
It probably would. But, I mean, like, that's something that we're probably going to talk about a little later on, is that that's not one of my fetishes or anything like that. Like, I don't know. But
you like chicks
with
short hair normally.
Exactly, yeah. Well, that's a me thing.
All right, here
we go. Sorry, you guys sound alike.
We'll get into. I guess we will get into this then. This is Jonathan talking. Jonathan's character crushes Cammy White. Just so we clear that up. And I mean, I don't have a problem with Cammy.
See,
not my ultimate.
I don't think you two sound alike.
Yeah.
What if Cammy had cat ears?
She does in some of her costumes.
Oh God!
Of course you'd know
because,
that
because Cammy is obsessed with cats. Like that's her one thing. She's like supposed to be this shut out hard character.
She's
person.
A cat lady.
But she likes cats. Like, that's her... She's not a cat lady. She only has, like, one cat, like, per at a time. Yeah. But
there's one of those in Fairy Tale.
That's how it starts.
That's the thing. I guess I will talk about the scene that we're getting into. Yeah, I'm not picky, but I'm not a fan of blonde hair. Shorter hair, I like.
Listen up, ladies.
I'm not a butt guy. That's
Cammy's,
thing.
Cammy's thing is buns out.
Yeah.
So...
And I don't know. I guess the things that like do attract it is like that she's petite. She's a little bit muscly. Like I don't mind that at all. And she's a tough chick. So maybe that overrides all the things that you know.
Like my main man Spike Spiegel says, I love a woman who can kick my ass.
Yep.
That was both of them talking.
Yeah, yeah, I got that. It was in stereo.
So yeah, Cammy White. Next.
I'll go.
Sean, go ahead.
Yeah. Major Motoko Kusanagi.
Ah, I like that answer.
Yeah. I love the Major.
She's a tough chick, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not... Oh, man. I don't know. And I'm not usually into cyborgs and all that nonsense, but, like, it's
I might be.
It's not even a physical thing. It's just, like, she is the epitome of a badass.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's the same thing for... For me, like, my ultimate character crush isn't Revy from Black Lagoon, but she's certainly one of my character crushes.
She's in my list. Revy's in my list.
Yeah. But, you know, she smokes, and that's gross. She, like, curses, like...
hot. I don't even know.
She curses like a sailor, and, like, chicks that curse is, like, it's, eh, I don't know. She doesn't look bad, that's for sure. She doesn't have smoking wrinkles yet, but...
But,
yeah, and she kills people.
I guess
that's a downside.
I think the thing is, I like Motoko so much because she's so no nonsense. There is no play in her stance on anything. You just always know exactly where the Major stands on something.
That's true. She's also very self-sufficient and she's very calm and collected.
Yes. Yes, those are definitely things I very much admire in people.
Yeah, I don't think you don't ever see her freak out, ever.
No. Wait. Once, but it was while she was jacked into somebody.
Yeah, well, and even still, that would be an important character element for that point, anyways.
Yeah, exactly. You know? No. But you're absolutely right. She is not one to panic.
Dylan, do you need more time, or should I go?
I guess I can go. I think the last time we did this, I said it was Felt from Gundam 00, but I don't really know or remember why.
That's
the only one I can think of.
Oh yeah, Dylan said from the last time, which by the way, this was a topic we talked about on one of our missing episodes that you will never hear because the recordings are gone. But okay, so
I was expecting you to say like Eureka or something like that.
No, I don't actually like Eureka. I mean, like that, I guess.
Oh,
yeah, I don't like her like her, John.
You don't like her like her?
Yeah.
See, and I just realized, like, I have a couple of answers to this question, not just, like, well, I guess, just the best one. Yeah, it would still be Motoko, never mind.
Yeah, and we'll get into that later.
Yeah, because like we said, it's more of a per-series thing, but we're doing our ultimates right now.
Yeah, well, it's not even a per-series thing, it's just, like, there's like, I always like the one kind of girl in every anime, and we'll get to this later, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry,
okay.
Go ahead.
A list.
So then I guess my answer would be, it's not, I'm kind of fighting between, like, a character, I really like Yoroichi from Bleach.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, a really good answer, but I really, really like...
It's a really good answer.
for what we're going for, but my ultimate character crush would be any Mithra ever. from Final Fantasy XI. Any Mithra character ever.
Really? Cat girls, all of them.
They're adorable.
Did that surprise you, Sean?
No.
Hey, look. If we're getting into this, I'm getting into it.
Wait, hold on. Before we go any further,
what does that mean?
You can't name
like a catgirl character that stands above the others. Like, well, not just a whole race of people.
Because
Aisha Clan or something, man.
Oh, you know what? That's actually not a bad answer. I totally forgot about her.
How can you forget about Aisha Clan?
Well, I know, but if we're going ultimate cat girl, the Mithras are the cutest cat girls of them all, and there's no specific characters because it's an MMO. So I'm just saying.
Well, what's her name from
Ultimate Character Crush of Mithra?
This is Sean rolling his eyes, everybody.
All right. So lately,
I just admitted to that on the internet.
Yeah,
you can't take it back now.
It's out there. You can't take that back. Yeah. So a part of this, the reason why we decided to do this episode and why we're, doing this with Victoria and everything too, is because we kind of wanted to find out why. You know, we wanted to do like a lecture or a panel at some point to tell people why it's okay that, you know, this is happening.
That you're character crushing.
And
yeah.
So lately, Andrew's been doing some industry research as to what makes the character appealing. And then I've been doing some psychological research too. And if you guys have any info to throw in, I'm gonna start like delving into some things.
Well, just so you know, if you ever see us at a panel, guys, you know, most likely Anime Boston will be where we're premiering this. Not this year, but definitely in 2014. This will be a panel. You will see us doing the psychology or the science of the character crush at a panel.
Yeah, we've been talking about that a lot.
Yeah, Victoria will most likely be there with us.
You're gonna need me. I'm the one who's completely obsessed with characters.
She's obsessed with all of them, all of the time.
Yes, I am.
All the characters ever. Just
all the key.
Forget
guys.
About it.
Okay.
Well, my list is kind of crazy.
Yeah,
because it's not a list. It's just all of them.
Not all of them. I have limits.
Yeah, F you, Roy Mustang.
No, Armstrong's worse.
What? Armstrong's...
Hear that? Sean even likes Armstrong.
Yeah, fuck yeah, like Armstrong.
Armstrong's a beautiful, beautiful man.
Well, he is.
Well, he is. The sister's awesome. He's terrifying. I think if he had an actual mouth that moved, he'd be less terrifying instead of just his mustache.
I don't know. Mustache talk is pretty awesome.
None of mention that mustache is just freaking beautiful.
So let's get into some of the industry stuff. We'll start with like what makes like the art industry. What makes a character good in a show?
Well, when you build a character, when you're first designing a character, one of the major steps that you have to go through is appeal. It's one of the 12. You know, it's one of the 12 principles of animation. It can also go into not just animation, but design. Appeal is, if you can't create an appealing character, like if somebody looks at a character, unless it's done on purpose where that character is supposed to just be hated and totally mocked and disclosed.
Like all the characters on The Walking Dead.
Yeah, pretty much. Then you don't really have a character to run with, but you have to. So when you build a character with appeal, obviously you're going to give them real human traits. You're going to give them real human looks, things that are appealing to other people, and it's like you'll fall in love with them almost. You know, it's just natural.
It even works with enemies too. If you're supposed to hate an enemy, but an enemy is supposed to have appeal in order for you to hate them so much. But like you want to hate them. You know,
yeah. It's like a love to hate relationship, like love to hate them. So
right.
So that's one of the major industry points that
probably the most influential one
that we all work with is the appeal aspect.
Another one is which also works in real life as well, but it's also been, this is the first one that's been debunked. That's why I'm saying it now, which is the rule of thirds. All design has something called the golden rule, which is the rule of thirds. The distance from your brow to your nose is, or rather the other way around, from your mouth to your nose is one third the distance from your nose to your brow, which is an ideal measurement. It's one third the distance.
Yeah.
And so like all those measurements happen in a perfectly symmetrical character.
Yeah.
And apparently you're more attracted to somebody who is more symmetrical. Which we have, we've debunked this ourselves because Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Everybody look at just all you need to do is look at a picture of Ryan Gosling's face.
Draw a line.
From one eye to the other. And that's all you need to do.
One eye is a bit lower. but we still don't care.
But that's a good place to start, is the rule of thirds, because it's worked in, you know, things like architecture throughout the ages and everything, which makes, you know, things visually appealing. When you draw a perfect looking character, like if this is what a person ideally looks like, you know, every character that is drawn in a cartoon, most of them aren't drawn asymmetrically. They're just drawn symmetrical, and therefore they are made into a perfect character. That's one of the major influences.
It helps idealize them. Which is when you go to see them, because they look like a more idealized version of something in real life, you're going to be more drawn to them by response.
Yep, exactly. But this is just the physical aspects of a character. We have one of the major things afterwards is their personality. Mm-hmm. You have to build upon their personality. And this is really where a character will be separated on whether you're going to character crush on them or not going to character crush on them. Because if they have things in their specific personality that you like, then you're most likely, you know, you're more likely to, for lack of a better word, fall in love. And then of course they might do something that is just disagreeable, and which, like in regular life, that will just totally be like, screw it, I don't even care anymore, kind of a thing. All characters that are drawn also have perfect faces. You know, none of them, unless they're drawn that way, have things like blemishes. You know, they don't have birthmarks, they don't have scars, they don't have acne, they don't have... Some of them have the beauty marks. A lot of women and men that are supposed to be beautiful usually have, like, the one little dot on their face. But this is something interesting that I found, too. Especially, this obviously appeals more to the male side of things as to why they like female characters. Mm-hmm. And this is getting scientific, everybody. Get mature here. When a woman...
Break out your beakers.
When a woman gets closer and closer to ovulating, they get more and more beautiful. Their blemishes go away. They don't have acne. Their eyes brighten. You know, they get more color in their face. For some reason, Victoria is just, like, out of it. Like,
I don't know why this feels so awkward sitting in the room with you.
Sean, let's talk about ovulating.
No.
It's just... I'm sorry, but isn't this a thing that women do?
Like, why is weird hearing you guys talk about it?
It's not guys. It's just
I'm
them.
Sorry, I have a Bachelor of Science degree. I can talk about science.
Yeah,
things.
But you guys are my friends.
That's in computer animation, Andrew.
She's like, she knows you. It makes it weird.
So, this is all in theory, of course. We're not like scientists or anything like that doing biology. But in theory, this could mean that if you see a perfect character's face, you might be attracted to them because they may be ready to mate.
I hate you guys so much.
This is just really weird.
You just, like, killed Victoria.
Strange news.
Yeah. I guess it's really a good thing that we're telling you this now, so that when the panel comes along, it's just like you're not like.
Okay. Well, I have a question. Okay. Since you kind of brought it up earlier, Jonathan, you were saying that Cammy was your character crush.
Yes.
But she's not like what you normally look for in a girl.
Right.
Are there? Does anybody else have those? Like,
oh yeah,
Ed looks nothing like my boyfriend.
Well, but this
I'm glad you're not dating a 12-year-old Victoria.
Sean, I'm actually really glad that you said that, because it brings up the whole point of opposites attract. The thing is, it doesn't necessarily always have to do with personality wise, because
The Cammy thing was actually. Holy looks, like, that was just not ideal.
That's true. So I think one of the major things is for that, then, is one of the points that I would make is that saying that when you see something you like but you can't actually have it, like, I mean, obviously cartoon characters don't exist.
Yeah.
So when you see something beautiful, like when they're everything's drawn beautifully, it's created to be beautiful.
They're ready to mate.
And you can't have it. It's just like there's a bigger desire to have it. Something like that. Mm-hmm. So because you desire to have it and you can't have it, you just want it that much more.
Right. Well, I was just curious. I mean, I was just going to ask everybody else, well, does anybody else have one of those characters? Like, yeah, I know personally, yeah, for me, it's actually Fu from Sam Sham. I don't normally go for the ditzy girl. I can't stand them normally, but she's just so damn adorable.
Well, and that's where anime comes in for moe. You fell for a certain genre of moe. That's all that means.
Okay.
It's the same thing, because like there's the clumsy girl moe, there's the little sister moe, there's the tsundere, there's the cat girl moe, there's the
see, because normally I'm all about like the serious brooding, no nonsense, like Motoko, Rukia,
yeah,
Suzuka Twilight, like those girls, like those are always the one that I'm like, oh, I really want one of those.
Which is also actually a form of moe, which is like, you know, the serious form of moe. Basically, you're going for, I think, I don't know, you just have another weird character crush, I guess. It's like. Like, cause like I said, it's the same thing. Like, I wouldn't be attracted to a girl in real life who was anything like Revy. But Revy is an awesome character.
See, and in real life, that would be like exactly who I would go for.
But if you saw a girl in real life that had cat ears, how'd you feel
See,
about that?
But that would be
ears.
Weird. Like,
you have to change your litter box.
Instantaneously nosebleed.
Well, yeah, see, that would be weird, because, like, it's not, technically, it's drawn aesthetically pleasing, but in real life, would something like that actually be aesthetically pleasing?
Yeah, it's in the same way that, have you ever seen any pictures on the internet of people wearing those anime girl masks? Those things are creepy.
Those things are creepy as hell.
There's, like, a girl online who does her makeup, and she looks like a real-life anime character. She's the most terrifying thing I've ever seen. Oh, she's so creepy.
And that comes down to character appeal in design,
which is what Disney conquered first.
Yeah.
Disney conquered the sympathy eyes, which sympathy eyes is the big eyes, and anime directors stole that from Disney.
Which I'm going to embarrass myself again in saying, anybody here, can they just name right off the bat their favorite Disney princess?
Yay!
I can.
I've got we'll let Dylan go first.
No.
I'll say mine. Mine's Rapunzel from Tangled.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the funny thing too. I mean,
Jasmine, and it was because she was a strong female character,
right? But
that's a good answer. But
that's probably what I was gonna say. Although I haven't seen any of these movies in so long,
But I wanted to bring up that again too, to, you know, further the point of why do we like a character. Especially because with the Cammy thing, you know, Rapunzel has a lot of the same exact qualities besides personality of Cammy. You know,
she wears a leotard.
Maybe. No, I don't know.
No, she doesn't. But, I'm like the Disney guru. Trust me, she doesn't.
I've got lockdown on this one. Trust me.
she's wearing a dress the whole time. How do you know she's not wearing a leotard under that?
Because you don't wear leotards under dresses.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Glenn Keane's design. Yeah.
Plus, I will go get the massive book of awesomeness that I bought, remember?
Glenn Keane is the best artist in the world. Just saying.
Anyway.
There you go. Glenn Keane, that one's for you.
I would sure hope he would hear that. I love you, Glenn Keane.
And now he doesn't want to listen to this
anymore.
Now he's gone.
Now he's gone.
Okay. What were we talking about? John, you were saying something about ovulation?
Can we not go back to that?
I can actually go further into the scientific stuff if you want me to.
Not really.
No, I think it'll be more fun to talk about the actual characters.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of curious about.
What?
What you were saying. Like, I want to know, like, actual character crushes, stuff like that. Like, why the hell are you crushing on these people?
Part of it, I'm looking through my notes here. I have a page of notes open.
Thesis.
Yeah. my outline for my 100 page. I'm going to write a book. I'm not.
That would be a really good book. The Science of the Character Crush by Wicked Anime.
Yeah. Copyright Andrew Fleming. There's three parts of the brain in psychology that go into the science of love. One is Eros, one is Ludos, and one is Storge, I believe it's called. Eros is the idea of loving an ideal person. Ludos is love played as a game, and Storge is love as friendship. And there are three secondary styles of love, which is a mixture or combination of two of them. which is Mania, which is Armenia. That's how it's read. I'm just going science-y saying the words, see if I can sound smart.
We'll tell you how that goes.
Yeah. Which is Eros and Ludos put together, which is an obsessive love, which if you think of it that way, like you see something that you want. It's a desirable, you know, maybe it's what Andrew was talking about earlier, something that's non-tangible could be an obsessive love, and you just fall in love with the character and you're like, oh man, I want to play this character in this video game, or I want to keep watching this anime, you know.
Oh, you know, Don't Marry Your Love Plus Hug Pillow.
Yeah. And Ryan Gosling doesn't have straight eyes. Okay. So that was
he's
first
still prettier
one.
Than all of us.
Probably. Yeah. He is. He's probably closer to ovulation. His eyes go up.
That's, don't talk about Ryan like that.
I know. Let's talk about John Hamm.
Man perfected.
I still got two more of these. These love styles to go through. The second one is Pragma, which is Ludos and Storge mixed together. And that is realistic and practical love.
What?
Well, okay. No, that's what it said on the book, but I disagree with that.
Because there's no such thing as realistic and practical love. If
love is an emotion, it cannot be tempered by reason.
Yeah. If you look at Ludos and Storge, it's love as a game and love as friendship, which means something that doesn't last. So I don't think this one applies.
What?
I think this
friendship
is something
lasting?
Like maybe more like a real life crush.
Okay.
Oh, like a schoolboy crush?
Yeah.
You have crushes on schoolboys?
But no, but that's the obsessive kind. That's the mania. That's the definition of it. I think that kind of love is the everyday in and out enjoyment of it as opposed to like something that doesn't last.
Maybe then in that case, because you got to remember the Storge is love as friendship.
Right.
So maybe we're talking about friend zone stuff here.
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah. and then zone. The third one is Agape, which is Eros and Storge, loving an ideal person and love as a friendship, which is selfless love, which means that you would do things for somebody else, you know, without needing them to have to ask you.
I worked for a studio called Agape.
Yeah. I'm not really sure if that one falls. I think the mania one is probably the closest one that we have to a character crush. But those are the three examples.
It's
of
actually
secondary ones.
Ironically enough, it's like if you mixed mania and pragma together, that would be a character crush. It's basically something that scientists haven't even considered yet.
Yeah.
Name it. Patent
will
it.
They?
Yep. Probably not.
Get your name in the textbooks.
Pragmania. We'll call it Pragmania.
The Agmo Crag.
Terrible.
Agmo Prag. That's what I meant to say.
Do you have it?
Time to go to Mo with the leaderboards. Mo!
Also, there's this other interesting point that...
Are we going to talk about the characters ever again?
I don't know.
I keep trying to circle around to it.
You can come to the panel. Or
no,
can
the science is...
The podcast.
It's because the science is fascinating. I love the psychology stuff, man.
Yeah, the science is really cool. It's just that this is about the characters, I think, this episode.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of psychology as a science.
Man, and I thought that you would be.
What? No, people are dumb.
And that's your scientific analysis right there.
Unilaterally, from observation and deduction, yes. Anytime you bring emotion
that sounded
into
very
things,
science-y.
Anytime you bring emotion into something, you just lose focus. Why do you think I like the serious chick?
Blair isn't that serious.
But her and I are complete opposites. That's why we work. She keeps me from, you know, going like way too serious.
Okay, actually, yeah, here's an idea. The people who have significant others in the room, what is the difference between what you feel towards your actual person that you love and a character crush? Like what's the difference? Like when you have an obsessive...
I actually think I just figured it out.
Oh, no, see, but I'm obsessive about Blair too, so...
Yeah. Okay.
I take everything way too seriously.
Yeah. But the thing of it is she's indifferent to the fact that you have character crushes, right?
Are you kidding? She has character crushes.
Right. Exactly.
So
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys have a mutual understanding. There's no jealousy of something.
It's like
that's
there's
not
no
real,
jealousy
right?
for it. It's not a real character.
It's fake jealousy. So. We goof around about it.
Yeah, I think I've seen the fake jealousy before. I commented on Tsubaki.
Like, fine, I'll just leave you for this character instead. It's like, fine.
Good luck with that.
Like I said something about Tsubaki as we were watching Soul Eater the other night, and it got awkward.
I don't blame you, Sean. I like Tsubaki.
Tsubaki's amazing.
She's one of my character crushes. She was of that series, definitely. Mm-hmm.
she's way up there for. But yeah, I like
Stein in that series. He's so crazy.
Yeah, but Blair likes stupid people, so I don't care.
Who's she like?
She likes those like. No, that's my other character crush. Shut up.
What?
I love Black Star. He's awesome.
All right, cool. I never expected a yaoi answer from Sean.
It's not a yaoi thing. I just, like, totally love to be bros with Blackstar, man.
Oh, that kind of character. You is a bro crush.
Yeah.
You didn't say that.
It's a bro crush.
There's nothing wrong with bro crushing. I'm just saying, you didn't say it.
Dude, no, if I ever state, unless I say man love in front of it, it's a bro crush.
We'll Andrew, just assume the opposite.
Dylan will assume the opposite. Oh, your bro crush is Kentaro. Oh, heck yeah. Cool.
She's I would awesome. Totally be best friends with Marie from Soul Eater. Like, she's the crazy blonde chick who I cosplayed, and she...
Oh, yeah.
The one who, like, marries a toilet within 5 seconds. She over-exaggerates about everything and freaks out emotionally about everything. I kind of do that a lot.
Is she the one that, like, ends up obsessing over Sid? Dr. Sid? Or
yes.
Frankenstein? Or Dr. Stein, yeah. That's his name.
Yeah.
Sid is the dead guy.
Sid is the dead guy. I was... Yeah, shut it.
Sid is the man he used to be.
Marie, I was trying to remember who that was, but now
she's the
now
hammer.
Yeah, right.
She's badass.
She's,
I like her.
Yeah, she's cool, but she's not serious. You know,
so no, but she's so much fun. Obviously, she's not serious. She marries a toilet.
Yeah, but see, that's what I what that's what I like.
Blurs
about
the lines between like things and people.
But see, that's one of the things I like about this subject, too, is the fact that you can actually... There are people... Like, not everybody likes the same character. Like, there are actually... Like, I think that's what the Japanese have actually conquered as far as making characters, is the fact that they actually give them enough personality so that different fans character crush on different characters. Like, I don't like Marie, like, really at all. But, like, Tsubaki is like okay, like, this is a cool character kind of a thing.
Right, and in the same way that I like Maka from that series, but not Tsubaki.
I'd punch Maka in the face. So annoying.
Well, I'm going to punch you in the face. She's my waifu!
Oh, wait, which one of you said that? Because you know that's not going to happen.
That was all Jonathan.
That was Jonathan.
What's your weirdest character crush?
Weirdest character crush? I think that would be the same answer for me, right? Mithra?
No, because we expected that from you.
Okay, yeah, I actually like that one. Like, who's, like, just totally out there, totally opposite, doesn't even make any sense for us. What, character crush? Tentacle monster.
Is that yours?
It's horrible.
No.
Is the tentacle monster ovulating? Maybe that's why.
I have to think about mine for a second, because I'm pretty sure that I have one.
Sean, do you have an answer for that?
Yeah. I really like Panty.
Really?
Yeah.
From Panty and Stocking?
Yes.
Ew.
She's, yeah, not normally what I'd go with.
Well, okay. I guess, you know what? That's not bad, but I would say that if we're going in that direction, I would say Knee Socks.
Yeah, same, like, yeah, Knee Socks is pretty, if we're going, especially, like, it's weird from that series, like, you know, because I don't know, definitely not Seth and Knee Socks as Knee Socks.
I was thinking that, too. I was like, I can't even look at that show seriously ever since.
Our buddy Seth.
He crossplayed.
If you didn't notice, that's a man's name. He crossplayed as Knee Socks.
Well, I'm broken.
Well, so were half the people at the train station. Okay, Seth has the most feminine figure I've ever seen. Like,
it's true.
He literally, in like the suit, he looked awesome. And then
he turned around and everybody saw his face. They're like, oh no,
it's not me. Sucks.
It was me and my friend Daisy were getting him ready and like helping him out. Like, he sat in my room and he's painting his nails. We're like, oh, okay, this is normal. And we had to paint him red. And it was just absolutely ridiculous. But we're looking at him. We're like, damn it, he looks better than us.
That's one high class commander demon.
Our bathroom, our anime Boston hotel room was completely red after he washed all that stuff off.
That was my bathroom at home, too.
Looked like somebody was murdered in there.
Oh, that must have been a fun phone call from the front desk.
Luckily, we were gone by then.
What about you, Dylan? Right.
I don't know. A weird one?
Yeah.
Nirvash?
Sure.
Mokyu?
I don't. If I've learned anything from this episode, it's that I don't think about characters as often as you guys do.
I know, well, Dylan's got this weird thing for the Neo Hollow Gundam.
Yeah.
No, and, okay. And Dylan, that's true too.
I'm into spinning things, dude.
No, and Dylan, that's completely true too. Because there's certain. I mean, you have a character crush, like to that certain degree, but like you obviously. I don't know. It's just something that pops up for me more often than not, and it's normal among fandoms that you know you won't.
Well, the other thing is too that I want to say that subconsciously, Dylan, I think if you saw you have somewhere out there, like, then you would know, because I think that it could also be on a subconscious level too, because it's based on, you know, appeal. If you like a character, then you like a character. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're gonna, you know, this doesn't mean, like, nothing means that, like, you literally fall in love with this character. So it's just,
like we said,
so it's not normal, guys.
No, Dylan, you're not normal.
Yeah, I don't. And the other thing is, I it's been a while since I've seen a lot of my favorite shows, so it might just be harder for me to think of one that I haven't seen in a long time.
Armstrong. Yeah.
Well, no, I don't like him. Well, like, he's awesome, but I don't crush on him.
For me, it's certainly not my weirdest character crush, that's for sure. But like, it kind of, I just wanted to bring it up. It kind of goes along the same routes as Revy was Faye Valentine. Because like, Faye Valentine is like awesome, damn sexy, and like, and obviously she's like, but yeah, she smokes and like weird stuff like that.
I guess the weirdest crush, because like most of the characters that I fall for are like tough guys and really, really protective of their characters and or of the like other characters in the show and stuff like that. I guess my weirdest one that's like the complete opposite and completely full of himself is definitely Tamaki from Ouran. Like, I don't know why I like him so much, but he's so like, he's crazy. He calls Haruhi his daughter all the time, and he's absolutely nuts. But I can't help it. I kind of like him.
Oh, that might be my weirdest one. Would be Tamaki. Sorry, Haruhi. Yeah, because she plays a male part for the most of the series, but clearly she's a female.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my weirdest one. Probably, yeah, probably that. All right. To finish off the Tapagotchi. Just all of us go around and just rattle off a big list of characters that you've crushed.
You might want to save me for last.
Okay, I'll go. Revy, Faye, Chitara, Haruhi,
Professor Oak,
Yuroichi, oh yeah, Inu, Sakura, Juri from Street Fighter. Go, Jonathan. Cammy, Rapunzel. I like Inu too. Who's the one? Other one from Naruto. There's some Naruto characters that I don't know their names.
You and everyone else.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about Naruto.
And a much longer list that I can't say right on the spot.
Yeah. Major. I definitely love Major. Twilight, Sasuke. I listed a lot of these earlier. Revy. God, I love Revy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's pretty much it. I don't crush a lot, but when I do, I crush pretty hard. Yeah. Tsubaki. Oh,
you didn't mention the chick from Redline.
Oh, yeah, Sonoshi McLaren. But she's less of a character crush than more of a, damn, she's just really hot.
Yeah. All right. And Victoria.
All right, ready for this?
Oh, Eureka. I'm adding Eureka to my list, too.
Right. Oh, really?
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Fakir from Princess Tutu, Ed from Full Metal Alchemist, Tamaki from Ouran. From Fairy Tail, it's Natsu, Gray, and Loki. Inuyasha, can't help it. you have cat girls and I have a dog boy.
Whatever.
This list is, like, I'm trying to remember my full list.
That's fine, that's enough. Oh, no. I switch out Chitara for Pumara. Because Pumairo was way better than Chitara in both series, the new Thundercats and the old Thundercats.
Howl from Howl's Moving Castle. Oh my god!
Christian Bale ruined that. Time for shameless plugs.
we're gonna do all the plugs now. If you guys are shameless as we are, and you guys want to join in and tell us some of your character crushes and even maybe why, you can email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/wickedanime.
Classical music social site.
you can also find us at nerdyshow.com/wickedanime. Also check out all of our reviews and everything like that on youtube.com/wickedanimereviews, where I actually just finished recording an episode, so there should be one up pretty soon. And oh yes, and we have a Tumblr
that's up and running.
You can do wickedanime.tumblr.com.
If you send us the characters you like, I can probably post some of them too and be like, our fans like this one.
That's a good idea.
Get it active, you know?
Yeah, send us some Tumblr asks.
Yeah, talk to us. I actually check it a lot.
All right. We didn't pick the music again. This is the worst thing. Music was Glitch's idea, all right? we'll pick a song for you guys. Victoria probably has one again.
I was really excited when I, like, you didn't tell me to pick music, so I didn't know, and then I remembered, like, I was listening to something, like, oh, wait. Pick music, and then I remember that I totally don't have Vic singing on my iPod anywhere. I just realized most of my crushes are Vic Mignogna. Like, all of them.
Which is weird. which is another scientific point that I didn't bring up, but you'll find out sometime in the future.
Okay, good. We're wrapping it up.
Yes, we are.
I'll find a song.
All right, yeah.
I have gained a little bit more respect for Vic Mignogna than from the last time.
Yay, we can be friends again. Yeah.
And with that, we will see you next time, guys. Guess we'll sign off the only way we know how.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Man, I have to pee.
That was like the smoothest what we're watching yet. So went down smooth.
I think it's because Dylan and I were on the light side of what we're watching.
Did you say the light side?
Yeah. Like, we weren't watching much.
Oh, I thought you just meant like come to the dark side.
What?
Nothing.
Taking
it was a Star Wars reference.
Well, I mean, I get that. I just don't know where that came from.
Well, that's why I didn't know what you were talking about, Sean. That's why I had to ask you.
Clearly, we're not on the same page.
So what's really going on here? What are you really mad at?
Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. The Wicked Anime Podcast is made possible by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling friends, rating, and reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution in our monthly support drive. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com and click the support button on the top of the page. For more episodes of the Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programming, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all the Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social network. It's Wicked A!